For anyone who's ever gone on a really bad first date, you thought that was bad? Well, trust us, what we're about to tell you takes the cake.
Yeah, this guy set up a scary attack so he could come to the woman's rescue, save the day, and be seen in her eyes as a knight in shining armor. Didn't quite work. ABC's Tanya Rivero is here with the story.
Good morning, Dan and Bianca. We all know how tough first dates can be, but one Arkansas man must have been suffering from spring fever if he thought what he'd planned was a good idea. At least it was a date she'll never forget.
Brianne Coote says the date began nicely enough with a stroll down this picturesque trail at a local nature center. But it quickly went downhill when her date, 26-year-old Jeffrey Siegel, began texting furiously.
I told him that it was getting cold and dark and I wanted to go ahead and go back to the truck.
But if the texting was annoying, what happened next was downright terrifying.
Somebody attacked me in my freedom.
I heard the leaves rustle and a guy jumps up. And he has this really big knife with him. And I'm thinking, this is like actually happening right now. The guy comes at us and he's like, you can go, but your girlfriend stays.
Without thinking twice, Coots took off running.
I went off of this like cliff area and I had caught some rocks at the bottom because it was dark. I couldn't see very well.
Coots managed to call the police on her cell.
Somebody attacked you?
Yes. Please hurry.
As they arrived, Siegel emerged from the woods with a cut on his arm and chest. According to the Jonesboro police report, Siegel's wounds were suspiciously shallow. And during questioning, Siegel finally admitted he had staged the attack in an attempt to impress Coots. He told police he never intended it to go this far. It just really got out of hand very fast. As for Coots, she says her dates with Siegel are one and done.
I could have easily broken something going off of that cliff. So I was definitely very upset. If you want to impress somebody, impress them with the good stuff you can do. I mean, buy people flowers, have a good job, have a good education.
And we reached out to Siegel, but so far no response. The Jonesboro police say they decided not to charge him with a crime since he admitted to being behind the fake attack. But he is still in the doghouse with Coots. She says, Dan and Bianca, she will never speak to him again.
Okay, so clearly he's not going to be allowed to be a member of Mensa. But isn't it flattering on some level for her?
Yeah, but she says, what's wrong with flowers?
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's not flattering at all.
Stick to the tried and true.
I doubt he's going to be the next Bachelor contestant. That's all I have to say.
You wouldn't be flattered?
No, I would not.
All right, note to self.
I'd be a little angrier than she is.